My guest at this time is Jill Stanek. She is a retired nurse who made headlines challenging then State Senator Barack Obama back in Illinois over legislation that Obama opposed that would have required medical personnel to take steps to save the lives of babies that survive abortions. She is now with the Susan B. Anthony list, and she joins me now to talk about the abortion-related comments from the top two delegate leaders, one on the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton, and one on the Republican side, Donald Trump. And Jill, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Let's start with Hillary Clinton. She appeared on Meet the Press with Chuck Todd on Sunday, and while Todd mentioned that she had been critical of Donald Trump's comments on abortion, we'll get to your thoughts on that in just a moment. Todd asked her what her official position was on abortion, and this was his follow-up question.
When or if does an unborn child have constitutional rights?
Well, under our laws, currently, that is not something that exists. The unborn person doesn't have constitutional rights.
She went on to say, Jill, that obviously there will be rights for the woman to make sure that her unborn child is taken care of, assuming she wants to bring that child to term. What did you make of Secretary Clinton's answer?
Well, the key word there, of course, was person. She called a preborn baby a person. Since then, she's been under fire from both sides for saying this. The abortion lobby is furious with her because she used the word person, saying that it further stigmatizes abortion. And then the pro-lifers are saying, if you acknowledge the baby is a person, then why does not this person have rights?
There's a couple different points there. One is the terminology, and one is the logic. Which do you think damages her more?
I think it was a slip of the tongue, and if she had it to do over again, she wouldn't. She did go on to say that she supports reasonable kinds of restrictions, which is very frustrating for the pro-life movement because we know that's not true. She said as long as there are exceptions, including health of the mother. And health of the mother is a huge loophole. It's a, you know, she's signaling to the pro-abortion lobby, she's wink-winking with them, that she's still with them on everything, don't worry. And people in the pro-life movement know that when the Doe v. Bolton decision was decided on the same day as Roe v. Wade, they define health of the mother as all factors, and I'm quoting them, that affect physical, emotional, psychological, familial, and women's age. And so basically, that is just abortion on demand, and she knows it.
Where do you think she's most vulnerable on this particular issue?
The press really needs to ask her to name a circumstance in which she would protect the life of a preborn child, because she hasn't and she can't.
Let's move over to Donald Trump now. He was also speaking with NBC's Chris Matthews, and this was late last week, actually, in a couple of different clips here. There was a long-ranging discussion about whether abortion should be illegal, and if so, what the punishment should be for having an abortion and who should be punished. Here's the clip that got most of the attention from the tail end of that conversation.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah, there has to be some form.
Ten years,
I don't
what?
Know. That I don't know.
Earlier in that same conversation, Trump was asked about what it means for it to be illegal, and he said that many on the right do want to punish the woman.
Should abortion be punished?
Well, people in certain parts of the Republican Party and conservative Republicans would say, yes, they should be punished.
How about you?
I would say that it's a very serious problem.
So there he didn't commit, but later he did. Jill, I know Susan B. Anthony list has been very skeptical of Donald Trump on this issue from the beginning of his campaign. What did you make of his statements there?
Well, backing up, you know, everybody is saying that Trump has had the worst 2 weeks of his campaign in the last 2 weeks. And it should be noted that a major reason that he's having such a bad time lately is over the abortion issue. And while so many try to minimize abortion in the election, I just want to point out that it was abortion that is giving Donald Trump about the hardest time he's had during this whole election cycle. And as to his comments that he's made, we know he says he's a pro-life convert. And if that's true, he doesn't know very much about the pro-life issue, and so he definitely needs to take counsel from pro-lifers. Because what he said is, that women should be punished, which is not the pro-life position. It has never been the pro-life position. 43 years ago, when abortion was illegal, women were not punished for abortion, and they won't be punished when it's made illegal again. Then he said it was a state's decision, and that would mean that he was violating his oath to sign the 20-week abortion ban if he became president, because it's a federal law. Then he said it wasn't a state's decision after all. And then most recently, within the last couple of days, he said that abortion is the law of the land and that's the way it should be. And so, as Marjorie has said, you know, he is definitely contradicting himself, and he needs to come up with something, you know, that is congruent, and that he doesn't have to have a spokesperson re-explain 15 minutes later. And if his position is as he just most recently said, then he has just disqualified himself as being the GOP nominee as far as Susan B. Anthony list is concerned.
Jill, there was another point in that interview where Chris Matthews asked Donald Trump what it would be like for women who wanted to have an abortion if it was illegal, and here's what he said to that.
Because you say you want to ban it. What's that mean?
I am pro-life, yes.
What is ban? How do you ban abortion? How do you actually do it?
Well, you know, you'll go back to a position like they had where people will perhaps go to illegal places.
Yeah.
But you have to ban it.
That almost sounds like the quote the Democratic Party would hope for.
Well, the fact is that if we didn't pass laws that we thought people might break, then we wouldn't have any laws in the United States. It is no excuse to say that because we think somebody is going to break a law, we shouldn't pass a law. Our focus should be on not allowing women to be exploited who find themselves in crisis pregnancies and helping them. The answer is not to get a back alley abortion or a front alley abortion, because the fact is the shingle has just moved from the back street to the front street. The fact is the abortion industry fights common sense regulations that all other ambulatory health surgical centers have to follow. They fight having their doctors have admitting privileges at hospitals. And the bottom line is that abortion is still unsafe, and it is definitely not a good recourse for women.
Jill, let's go through what you would like to hear from the candidates on these issues from a pro-life perspective. First of all, should abortion be illegal?
Yes, abortion should be illegal.
Any conditions?
If the life of the mother is in danger, yes, but I will quantify that by saying that in this day and age, you just don't see circumstances that pop up where, you know, this would truly be the case. So that would be the only condition. But that, again, has always been the condition, even when abortion was illegal. Doctors always would, you know, have the opportunity to save the life of the mother if it came down to, you know, having to make that call.
Who should be punished and how much should they be punished?
Well, the abortionist should be punished, and the abortionist should be punished for murder, whatever the law of the states are for murder in their particular states. And women should not be prosecuted. Women have always been considered victims and exploited by abortion. And furthermore, if we prosecuted women, then it would be harder to find the abortionists who committed the crime in the first place, because they would go mum. So by not punishing women, we make it easier to find the ones who actually perpetrated the crime.
And back to the Hillary question, what constitutional rights do the unborn have?
The unborn have full constitutional rights that all people in the United States have from conception on.
Very different answers than both the front runners gave. And as we mentioned, Susan B. Anthony, a list, certainly no friend of Hillary Clinton, and has also been very skeptical of Donald Trump so far in this campaign. Jill, it's been a busy few days on this issue in the campaign, and I'm sure they won't be the last ones. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Jill Stanek of Susan B. Anthony list. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.